Macmillan Audio presents Almost Midnight by Paul Dworin. Read for you by Henry Leyva. Part 1. A Civil Death. Chapter 1. I passed the morgue's meat wagon on my way up the hill to the prison. Another inmate overdose, I figured. Maybe a suicide. If it had been a homicide, I would have heard about it. Natural causes were always a possibility. So many prisoners, especially those condemned to life behind bars, seemed to give up the ghost prematurely, dying being their only real chance at escape. I wondered if the corpse belonged to one of the men I'd arrested. The sun had broken through the clouds, but the American and the Maine state flags hung damp and dripping from a steel pole before the complex of whitewashed buildings. The architect had done a good job disguising the essentially retributive nature of the penitentiary. From the parking lot, you could barely see the three sets of razor wire fences or the guard towers with riflemen in them watching the distant tree line. At night it was different. The misty glow of the Klieg lights radiated so high into the sky, it illuminated the bellies of the clouds. I locked my service weapon and automatic knife in the steel box I kept under the seat of my personal vehicle, an International Harvester Scout.